Hey y'all, Poodle and Maddie here from Reality Gaze.
Grab your favorite thong because for the first time, we're heading to the villa for the new season of Love Island USA.
I can't wait to watch Ariana babysit these shiny, oiled up adults who I'm pretty sure aren't there for the right reasons.
From the home-wrecking bombshells to the absolute wreckage of movie night.
Pull up a daybed and join us every Wednesday for all the Love Island USA drama.
Find Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcasts.
Randy Cross sitting in for Gio on Gio and Jones, CBS Sports Radio. We're coming to you live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts studio. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. And now joining us, my man Dan Wetzel, Yahoo Sports columnist. Dan, how are you doing?
Doing great, Brian. How are you?
I am well. Randy Cross joining me this morning as well. Read your article about the president possibly unifying the NFL owners, players, union. Is this one of those kumbaya moments you think can last, or is this something that's ephemeral?
Well, no, it's not going to last. I mean, it's the NFL. They got to argue amongst themselves. Yeah, I don't think any issue could do that for too long. But, you know, look, they don't normally agree about anything. And on this occasion, there certainly was a lot of unity. I was at the game in London, and you know, talking after, I think what's striking is, you know, whether it's what Shad Khan said or what Mercedes Lewis said or what, you know, guys that kneeled said. You had guys that stood, guys that kneeled, guys, you know, owners, you had coaches, and they all had different reasons for why they decided to do what they did, but their main message was, we support the other guy as well. I took a knee, but I respect why you stood. You know, Mercedes Lewis, for instance, just says, I don't like kneeling because my stepdad earned a Purple Heart and was in the military. I just don't feel that's the way to go. That was respected on all sides, just as he respected everyone else. And I think probably one of the things with this issue is not there's a lot of talking going on. There's not a lot of listening. I mean, there's a lot of listening in NFL locker rooms, which are diverse places, not just, you know, racially, but with incredible span of backgrounds. People from all over the country, from rural areas, from cities, from suburbs, east, west, all of that, you know, even foreign countries. So I think what really you get there is that when they're all talking and discussing, there was a lot of respect for the opinions. Outside the locker room, I don't think there's a whole lot of respect for any of the opinions.
Yeah. Hey, Dan, just out of curiosity, is this the same group of hypocritical billionaires that were charging the U.S. military and the Defense Department for time on the field to honor returning veterans and stuff that not that long ago that is now so patriotic and everything else?
Yeah,
just asking, just saying, wouldn't they be better off just to eliminate this whole process, take the players off the field, play the national anthem, bring out the flag, do all that stuff, have the color guard, and just not involve the players because they're hypocrites. They're not in this for any other reason. If you looked at that locked arms and that Jerry Jones was on the field with his guys, he's there in the trenches with his guys, my butt.
Well, I would say this. I mean, I've argued this before. I don't know whether, you know, I support it, but why do we even do this at football games? We don't do it before you eat dinner. You don't do it at the movies. You don't do it at a big concert. You don't do it at anything. And I look
around. You pray before a meal. They're going to start doing that too?
Well, some people pray before meals, yeah, but not everyone does. So I don't know, you know, and like why do we have it? It didn't always. It started in, for the most part, it started in a World Series in the 1930s. They played in the seventh inning stretch in Chicago, and there was I think it was the 30s. They were coming back from World War II. I'm going to get the dates wrong. I didn't plan on telling the story, but they basically, a band played the Star Spangled Banner. And there was a lot of veterans in the crowd, and they got really excited and started cheering. And it was like a pump up the crowd thing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where it started. It's almost like stadium rock, the early days. And we've gone into this thing and you have this whole thing. I look around the stadiums. I'm in a stadium all the time or basketball arena. I'm just people drinking beers during it. People holding their cameras, people scooting up the walkway to get to the bathroom when they can. They're eating hot dogs. They're talking. I mean, it just is what it is.
Well, I do all the home games at Navy. They don't quite have that problem before the game.
Yeah, it's become this. Look, this is political correctness. This is what this is. This is the same political correctness you have on the other on all sides. Where if you don't act the way I want you to act, if you don't say the thing I want you to say, then you shouldn't be able to say it. And you're all wrong. And that's what they're arguing. That's what the argument is here. It's no different than people saying, I don't want that speech getting told at Cal Berkeley or something like that, or this college. It's all political correctness.
Yeah. Or back to hypocritical actions, too.
Political correctness. I just think you want to stand, you want to sit, you want to kneel, whatever you want to do, that you want to go to that speech, this person should be able to say, I like listening more than talking on this stuff.
Dan Wetzel, Yahoo Sports columnist, joining us here, CBS Sports Radio, G.O. and Jones. Was this unification that we witnessed and you saw firsthand there in London, was it more about the players' mothers being disrespected than it was about the central overriding cause that has been brought to the forefront by Colin Kaepernick?
I think it was just Trump. Yeah, Trump's comments, the divisiveness, the comments about the mothers, the same time, you know, the comment that the game's not violent enough anymore. That's jarring for a player to hear, especially when you consider the day earlier they find out Aaron Hernandez had CTE, played till he's 23. There's just a great disrespect, and that's what this was about. In week two,
there's another word besides the PC thing that we could do without this whole respect and disrespect right. BS.
Yeah.
If you have an opinion, you got a damn opinion. Stand by it.
Stand by your opinion. But, I think in week two, no one's keeping track of, there was apparently no official stat on this, but it's believed like 8 to 10 players took a knee in week two. So this thing really wasn't a big movement. And then when Trump brought it up, that's what stirred this thing up, and now you got teams missing, and it just became this huge thing. So this was a direct response to Trump's comments, and that's what got it stirred up, probably because he wanted it stirred up.
Yeah, well, you know what? You mentioned I broached this subject earlier, Dan, sort of my favorite conspiracy theory of the week, that the Billionaire Boys Club was pretty happy with their guy Trump bringing this up because of the whole thing that went down with Aaron Hernandez and CTE, because they're staring. I mean, that shotgun is right between the eyes right now of this game, and they want as much attention as possible away from CTE, away from brain injuries, away from any association with the Golden Goose, because the Golden Goose isn't looking quite as golden right now.
Yeah, it's certainly possible, and this is a complete, wedge issue. I think in one of the columns I said, there's very little tangible effect on anyone's life other than those maybe making the decision to kneel. But whether a guy kneels or not in a football game, how often do you even watch the national anthem?
Oh, yeah.
2 hours ago, a guy kneeled. That doesn't – or he stood. That's not making my kid's school better. It's not making my job more secure. It's not – disarming nuclear threats, it's just one of these things that comes up, and America's an interesting place because we have these rollicking debates over these things, but it's not a life and death issue on this. This is a political correctness argument, and they got the whole country arguing over whether you should or shouldn't be politically correct by someone's definition on this, and that's what's going on. And that's distracted people from all sorts of things. It's easy to distract, and political correctness has done that for years.
Bill Russell said a long time ago that athletes are like a beautiful woman. No one cares what they think or how intelligent they are. Do these players feel like they're being marginalized when they can also play football and yet simultaneously have concerns in their communities?
I'm gonna assume yes. I don't know. I can't quite answer that. What I can tell you is when you sit and listen to the players after that game on Sunday, when I listened to Jaguars and Ravens talk about why they did what they did, and whether that was more people stood than kneel. Now, but when you listen to all the stories, why'd you choose to do this? They all had a very thoughtful answer. Mm-hmm. They all talked about how it wasn't easy making the decision to do one or the other. They all talked about how they saw the other side. They all had it was articulate, and it was nuanced, and it was intelligent in ways that I don't think they get that people hear or look at them, or some people, and characterize them as just players. They're just athletes, and a lot of them just a black athlete most often in the NFL. And I think, again, if we listen and not just talk at it, you're going to hear things. Like, you know, this isn't – they're not screaming on Twitter with cap locks on. They have real interesting perspectives. And, again, it's like – it's not just why'd you kneel. It's like why'd you stand, you know? And they articulate very interesting. So I think that's why you have a very different opinion from people inside the NFL who are in a locker room and on a team and discussing this stuff nonstop. And fans who aren't hearing that. And I'd love to see more discussion from the athletes who are, and let them voice their thing, because there's actually a very interesting stuff on all sides on this.
Hey, you know, Dan, how do you explain, or how did you explain, or were you asked sort of the, it was jarring to a lot of people that the players chose to kneel during the anthem in London and then stand during God Save the Queen. Doesn't that illustrate what an unbelievable country this is, that you have that right, you can do that, where a lot of countries, you go out of your way to publicly denigrate your country or bring attention, something negative to your country, you're going to be in some deep doo-doo.
Well, that's why I'm anti-PC. I just like that we have the freedom to argue and say stuff, and even everyone in the country has the right to be offended by whatever they want also, and so people get offended by everything. I just don't get offended by virtually anything. So the answer to, I just don't care. If you're doing it, interesting. I wonder why that person did it. That doesn't mean I'm not going to judge you on it or something. Like, if you are completely against something, I think, well, I'm not really want to be friends with that person, but I don't call for you to be silenced. I don't scream that you should be fired. That's all anyone ever does anymore. You should be fired for saying that. You should be fired for thinking that. It's just political correctness just running over everything. When I asked players to your question, what was up with God Save the Queen, the simple answer was they just didn't feel it would be respectful for them on in England to kneel for that anthem. They don't have a beef with England, and they don't even know. You know, they're just not up on that. So that's just respect for their hosts in England.
Right.
And they the game was there, and that's why that thing's getting played. Normally it isn't. I'm not even sure everyone knew that the God Save the Queen was going to get played. But so I think that was just being respectful for it.
I don't I would say Colin Kaepernick is paying the price for being the first to kneel and drawing attention to this. He's paying the price in a big way. When you talk to the players, did you get a sense of their plan of action moving forward?
No, I don't know that they do have one. And I think that's one of the problems with these things is it's hard to manage, right? It's like, what's the next step? How long does this go on? How long is Trump going to keep talking about it? If he continues to kind of bait it, I'm sure there's going to be mass. The same thing we had last week is going to be this week. If it kind of dies out, I think there's a lot of people that wanted to do it once, but maybe are not. They just really want to play football. You guys played. You got 53 guys in that locker room. It's just every different opinion you're possibly going to have, and a coaching staff, and then you extrapolate that over the league. It's just. You're not going to have a totally unified thing for the long run. I think this was unified in that we respect our teammates' opinions. I think that's really what they were saying, that we're not going to get divided by the president on this. And that's why they all stood and linked arms. But I don't know what the plan is going forward. Everyone was kind of scrambling. There was definitely a lot of anger. There's a lot of group text message chains. There's discussions in the hallways of the team hotel. I mean, it was just people kind of trying to figure out what to do. I don't know what they're going to do going forward. And I think a lot of these guys, honestly, would like to put it behind them.
Yeah.
And I think it kind of was behind a lot of them in the NFL.
Yeah. How about entertain me?
I know what the Raiders are going to do.
Entertain me.
Not go back to London. Damn.
Ravens stayed up. They didn't really get up. That was their problem.
No, they didn't.
Hey, Dan, appreciate it, my man. Best of luck down the road.
Appreciate it, guys.
Thanks, Dan.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. Join me, Professor Greg Jackson, for History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.